Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Tuesday, and there are so many changes in the AFL. Polaris Off-Road Australia, follow on Instagram today. Paul Hazelby, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Adelaide Crows, who have changed half their team?
Well, I'm going to start with the Cats in North Melbourne, but I may need the whole show to get through all the changes from just these two games. Carl, it's remarkable. There's a lot of manage that appears on the list. Tom Atkins, Zach Guthrie, Joel Selwood, Reece Stanley. Good to see a ruckman come back in for the Cats. And Jack Stephen returns. He's been disappointing this year, Jack Stephen. Looks like he's carrying a bit of weight at the expense of Charlie Constable, Jake Colajasny, Brandon Parfitt, Asava Radigalia, that is, and Gary Rowan goes out. He's managed for North Melbourne. Ben Brown, Lachlan Hosey will make his debut. Jared Pollock and Will Walker back into the team. Both players who were dropped last week, quickly recalled by Reece Shaw. Going out, Luke Davis Uniacke. He's been playing okay. He's been managed. Corin Hayden, Nick Larkey, Curtis Taylor all go out of the side. For the Crows, taking on Melbourne, Tom Duday, Darcy Fogarty, David Mackay, Fisher McCassie, Ned McHenry, Harry Schoenberg, Lachlan Scholl, and Taylor Walker back in, going out. Rory Atkins, he's omitted. Bryce Gibbs, you think it's career over for him. He's omitted as well. Cole Hardigan, Rolly Knight, Shane McAdam, Andrew McPherson, Tyson Stengel, and Kieran Strawn, Carl. That is unbelievable. There's a lot of players there for Adelaide. And we finish off with Melbourne. Harley Bunnell, Alex Neil-Bullen, Adam Tomlinson, Aaron Vandenberg, they come in. Out goes Hannon, Oscar McDonald, Tom McDonald. The brothers have been omitted. And Kasiah Pickett goes out injured.
It's absolutely unbelievable with the number of changes that have been rolled out by the Adelaide Crows. I think that's quite incredible and probably says a lot about where that football club is right now. But when you look at Melbourne, they're not tracking much better. So I'm really interested in this game at the Adelaide Oval that gets underway tomorrow. Now, did you know that Polaris has sold over 75,000 off-road vehicles in Australia? Make sure that if you are looking for a vehicle, you head to Polaris. We'll be back with more of Sports Day after this.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to have your company here on this Tuesday. Carl Langdon and Paul Hazelby with you.
There's some fixtures changes too to the AFL, Carl. Tasmania won't, or is not expecting to have any games played now with the changes to their quarantine rules in Tasmania. North Melbourne had two games planned. They will now play Melbourne at Adelaide Oval in round 11 and Brisbane at Metricon Stadium in round 12. So a favourable draw for Brisbane. And then it looks like we're headed for a Darwin hub. We've heard about the Dreamtime game, Richmond and Essendon. That will take place, but it is firming that teams like Collingwood and Carlton, Hawthorne, North Melbourne, Gold Coast, all possibilities to head up to a Darwin hub. That would be fantastic for Darwin, Carl, because they've missed out so far.
Yeah, I just hope that they can keep the environment safe. They go into a new environment that has been COVID-free, which is nice. It's good to take footy there. We know that it is a traditional Australian rules football state, and I think it's great that there's teams going up there. They probably could have gone up there long before now, Hayes, to be honest, but obviously with the biosecurity risk to the Aboriginal people being far greater than other races of people in our country, then it was really important to protect that environment. But good to see that the AFL is going to extend their wings there. I just wonder how many games they will eventually play in those environments. I wonder how many games are going to be played back here, Hayes. And when it comes to over there in Queensland, are they going to get the grand final? That's the big question that I think everyone wants to know.
Well, are you concerned about Brisbane and the amount of games they're getting in their own home state? They haven't had to go anywhere else. They're playing away games down there at Metricon, which is just an hour down the road. It's a fair advantage. And then if they do get the finals, maybe in the grand final in Brisbane, would there be an asterisk next to their name if they got the premiership this year?
I really don't care about that part of it, Hayes, about fairness. There's never been fairness. I think that the AFL is taking advantage of a situation that they've been pouring a lot of money into Queensland. And while they're tipping money down the drain, I think they have seized the opportunity to try and get as much as they can out of the money that they have invested there previously. So I think that that is really important. And we know that Brisbane and the Gold Coast, both as football clubs, off the field, not on the field. On the field, you know, they've been probably struggling a little bit too. But off the field as football clubs, they are certainly not two of the strongest clubs in the competition. Whilst there's been plenty of growth in football in Queensland, the AFL seizing on the opportunity. The other thing is the Queensland government have been prepared to invest in the AFL, even though their Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk Shea didn't know who won the AFL Grand Final last year. They have been prepared to put their hand in their pocket, as they have been prepared to do with the Super Netball, which I think is really important. So from that perspective, I think we need to give credit where credit's due. But from my perspective, mate, I couldn't care less where the games are played, as long as we can get the games done. And if that means they all get played over there in Brisbane, so be it.
Good call, Carl. And the AFLW news today, the trade period continues and the Eagles got involved. They landed Aisling, McCarthy and pick three. They gave up to the Western Bulldogs pick 2 and 16. She's another Irish bird, Carl, and she kicked 7 goals in 2019 and last year. Moved in the midfield, she averaged 13.5 disposals. But if she can add some goal kicking to the West Coast Eagles and play alongside the other Irish girls in Grace and Neve Kelly, it's a good pick-up by the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see what happens during the draft. In the draft order, the West Coast Eagles have third pick. The Freo Dockers have pick 14 after their success last year. And then in round two, West Coast have pick 18 and the Freo Dockers have pick 30. So that's just looking ahead to the AFLW National Draft for the girls. We'll be back with more of Sports Day after this. Nice to have your company here tonight.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Now let's have a little look at the injuries. There's a couple for Carlton ahead of the game against the West Coast Eagles on Sunday. David Cunningham has a calf injury. He's out for 1 to 2 weeks. And Mitch McGovern is going to have a test. And looking ahead to the Monday game, which will involve the Freo Dockers, who are taking on the Hawthorne Football Club, Sean Burgoyne will have a test on his hamstring. Players that won't be available, Toby Green and Matt DeBoer, both did hamstrings on the weekend at GWS, out for 2 to 3 weeks. Nick Larkey is out with an ankle injury at North Melbourne. Curtis Taylor, his teammate, is out for 3 weeks with a knee injury. And Dane Rampey will have a test on that broken hand. He played last week and then he got whacked, I think, but he's still got some issues with that hand. So they're just some of the injuries that, at the moment, Hayes, troubling a few players and clubs in the AFL.
And some interesting news coming out of the AFL today. The NAB League has been cancelled in Victoria. So this is the under-18s championship or competition that normally runs, Carl, that, let's be honest, 40 to 50 players get drafted out of this competition every year. It's similar to our Colts program here in Western Australia. So there's going to be some sight unseen for many of the recruiters this year, unless maybe in October and November they could get some sort of game played between Vic Metro and Vic Country. But I think that probably favours us here in Western Australia, that you're better off choosing a player that's 18 and at least you've seen play some Colts footy here in Western Australia.
Yeah, I think so. And it'll be interesting to see whether they're going to get an under-18s championship underway, Hayes, because, look, having a chat to Peter Sumich, who coaches the West Australian team, he was still hopeful that prior to the actual draft, that the best players from each of the states and the areas, so Vic Country, Vic Metro, might actually be able to hold a little carnival somewhere. Now, if it's up there on the Gold Coast, then so be it. If it's here in Western Australia, so be it. It certainly won't be in Melbourne, but that is just something that could get all of maybe the recruiters together, or enable at least one of those recruiters from each of those clubs to get together and watch those players play.
It's difficult though, isn't it? Because they would have to quarantine for 2 weeks if they were to go to another state, which then means a lot of these kids are at school and they'd have to do it in the school holidays, and then obviously coming back here to Western Australia, they'd have to quarantine for another 2 weeks. I'm not sure it's going to happen, Carl.
Yeah, no, you're probably right when you look at it at that basis. But look, things might change in a couple of months' time, and let's hope it's for the better and not for the worse, because certainly things in our country have gotten worse as this pandemic has worn on, sadly. It hasn't got worse here, but it has in most other environments, and I just hope that it doesn't get any worse up there on the Gold Coast, where there have been a few issues in the past couple of days with people sneaking in and lying and fibbing. Please tell the truth if you're going to be moving around our great brown land, and make sure that you do keep safe and healthy yourself. Kia, with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty, might want to cruise around in one of those. We'll be back after a short break. We're going to have a chat to Brent Sheridan, who's going to bring us up to date with all of the local country footy next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Well, the great thing is that there is plenty of football underway out in the regions in Western Australia. And a man who has spoken with us for the last couple of years, Brent Sheridan, who does a great job at the West Australian Football Commission, I'm happy to report, is with us again tonight. Welcome, Brent. How are you going, mate?
I'm well, thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me back, gents. It's been interesting start to 2020, but I'm glad we've got some footy away across the state.
It's been quite incredible, mate. My old area, the Eastern Districts, is up and about. Esperance, Gascoyne, Great Northern, Great Southern, the Hills, North Midlands, the Pilbara, Ongerup, Peel, South West, Upper Great Southern. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, mate, probably out your neck of the woods, the Eastern Districts. I've actually, from all reports, speaking to a lot of people on the ground out there, their league's never been stronger than this year. And thankfully, to the COVID permit, which has allowed players from our non-competing leagues to transition into to clubs and leagues where they are playing for 2020, we've seen a massive spike in both numbers in our clubs that are playing, but also with the quality of football that's on show. And I think that's none more evident than out in the Eastern Districts this season. Hyde and Kalgarran, to date, starved the success. I think they've only won one flag in the last decade. They're currently 3-0, and a couple of handy additions to their side in the Ellers brothers and Caleb Shadbolt, who a few listeners might remember from his time at West Perth. Yeah, they've hit the ground running out there, and they're looking the team to beat to date in the Eastern Districts. Looking across the rest of the competition, only percentage separates second to fifth on the ladder. Southern's Crosses performance last week certainly put a lot of the competition on note. They thumped Coolan Condinnan to the tune of 85 points. Bevan Bennell, bit of a star country cricketer for those who follow follow cricket in regional WA, starred with 12 majors on debut for the Bombers. Would you believe 12 straight? I think it was. Coolan did have a couple of handy outs though. Andrew Strike, former West Coast and West Perth player, and also Steve Patente, who won a flag with the Falcons in the Waffle, didn't take to the field, but they did have the services of Jared Gartlett, former Carlton and Gold Coast speedster out there on the weekend, and I think they're hoping he sticks around for the remainder of the year. And the other two that have really turned their fortunes around in 2020, in what is a much different season than we're normally used to, are Burra Coppin and Bruce Rock. I think combined, they only won two games last season, and they both sit at the moment second and third on the ladder and are looking quite strong as they near finals already in the Eastern Districts Footy League.
Brent, are most competitions having a shortened season like the AFL and the Waffle?
They certainly are, mate. Most of our competitions have stuck to one round. Esperance, obviously being a four-team competition, have numerous rounds. Great Southern have managed to fit in a couple of rounds. But a lot of our competitions where we have a few more clubs are generally sticking to the one round. Even our Ongerup competition down there in the Great Southern, they've got the five clubs and they're having one round ahead of finals. So you could win the grand final and only have played four games for the season.
Brilliant, Brent. Now, we'll have a chat some more. Are you happy to stay with us here on Sports Day and we'll come back after a short break?
Certainly, gentlemen.
All right, more of Brent Sheridan and country footy after this. Kia offers value that you can trust in Australia's best 7-year warranty across the entire Kia range.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
And we're having a chat to Brent Sheridan about country footy, and we have a really big promotional round coming up this weekend. We start in the Gascoyne Football Association, Brent, where it is Belt Up Round.
Yeah, the Belt Up message, which is synonymous with country football in WA. I think we're into our 21st or 22nd year, it might be. The COVID situation has messed us all around a little bit with that. But yeah, it's synonymous with our country football landscape. Not many presentations you go through around the state where we're not referencing the Belt Up message, and it's such an important one for all of our local regional communities. I think we've all know of or lost someone close through a road accident, and by belting up, we obviously put the odds in our favour moving forward. So, yeah, important message for all of our regional communities to belt up and drive safe.
You could say the same about Think Mental Health Round as well. We've all been impacted by suicide, and it's fantastic, really, to have this round at this time because many people out there in the regional areas doing it tough.
I think right across the board, Hayes, you touched on it brilliantly. With the challenges that we've all been facing and some of our counterparts, obviously, in other states also at the moment, the importance of looking after our mental health, can't be overstated. And the Think Mental Health campaign really highlights the need within males in particular, 25 to 40, and the importance of simply talking and listening and checking in on mates, which football clubs provide such a great avenue to do that. And particularly in our areas where we haven't got football this year, I just urge everybody to keep that front and centre and make sure that we're touching base with those loved ones and those people around us, and ensuring that, we've got that at the front of our mind.
And likewise for the Regional Men's Health Ongrup Football Association, that will be the theme of their round. And I did see recently, and I was involved in the West Australian Country Football League podcast series, just profiling a few footballers. Myself and Andrew Lockyer got involved. Was that successful for you guys?
It was absolutely fantastic, Hayes. And yeah, part of the Think Mental Health campaign there with Healthway, we had a number of high-profile country football personalities through that podcast series. Obviously yourself and Andrew Lockyer. We also had Derek Kickett, Peter Old from down there in South Bunbury, the great Vin Dawes for many of our listeners through the Upper Great Southern Region. Vin's been a staple on their dials for many, many years. A great collection of country football people, all kicked off by one of your former teammates, Carl, in Dean Kemp, a Goldfields boy. It's a great opportunity for our members and all those people to get a gauge on what country football means to those individuals that have gone through that pathway. And importantly, the importance of football, the important role that football clubs and football plays in maintaining a really healthy mental and physical lifestyle.
Brent, I know the country boys and girls love coming down for Country Week. Will there be a Country Week this year?
Unfortunately, not this year, Hayes. No, we had to pull the pin early, unfortunately, and we were anticipating a name change to become the Nutrien Ag Country Football Championships on the back of a change in Landmark's former business. But unfortunately, given the challenges that COVID's presented to everybody, we made the decision very early on, which has allowed our competitions to focus on getting up and away and getting as much content as they possibly can into their local communities for this season. But we're really excited about what 2021 will bring and see the return of the championships bigger than ever.
Nice to have a chat to you, mate. We might have a chat to you next week, if that's okay. Good on you. Take care.
Certainly welcome it. Thanks, gentlemen.
Good on you. Brent Sheridan there with a nice wrap of country footy. Boost your sales with the Australian Made logo. AustralianMade.com.au/apply. We'll finish off with the news headlines next here on Sport for the News Headlines.
Sports Day for Kia with Australia's best 7-year factory warranty.
Welcome back to Sports Day. As we finish off tonight with the news headlines, car sales, we love cars. And Sam Mays offered a week for a high bump on Josh Dunkley last night. Careless, medium impact, high contact. Hayes, what did you think about that?
I thought he deserved one, maybe even two, because he thought about it and he clearly had time to pull out. He didn't, Carl. Some big news in cricket. Cricket Australia and West Indies Cricket Board have postponed the T20 series, originally scheduled for October. And Marcus Stoinis has given up a six-figure payday to play in the Caribbean Premier League. He cited uncertainty over coronavirus and also the chance to give himself the best chance of playing for Australia again, which what we saw last year in the T20s, Carl, he definitely deserves that chance.
Absolutely. The 2020 Australian Junior Motocross Championships have been cancelled. They were due to be raced up there in Queensland. Discussions now underway for 2021. And Super Netball Round 2, the New South Wales Swifts and our West Coast Fever. Good win by the West Coast Fever 2 in Round 1. That'll be Sunday at 1:30. And that is just some of the news headlines for car sales. Australia's number one for cars. And if you're working around power, you need to consider the risks and have a game plan in place. For more information, you visit westernpower.com.au and be 360 aware. We'll see you tomorrow from 6.